Assalamu alaikum and good morning to you. If you are listening to me in the afternoon hours, good afternoon to you. If you are listening to me in the evening hours, good evening to you. And if you have allowed me the privilege to speak to your being before you lay your head to rest, good night to you. I want to speak to you using as a topic, what do you desire? What do you desire? Now, first, I want to address the fact that I haven't made a podcast since the transition of our dear brother, Nipsey Hussle. May Allah be pleased with him in his service. I wanted to make sure that I had my thoughts together, had my mind right, and that I wasn't speaking from the energy that I felt from him and the transition that he made to the next life. And so I'm back to you. And we will continue to go forward and keep on going. A lot of people have been asking me, where are the podcasts? I've had some that are in the vault that I felt like wasn't perfect timing for them. I'm all about timing, energy, and flow, as well as purpose. And so, with that being said, we are back in action. And my question to you is the topic, what do you desire? I've found myself, I want to say a couple months, I've been watching this particular TV show. And the funny part about it is when I found this show, it was just something that I was trying to watch. And, you know, just when you want to pass time, just to put something on. And that's what I was doing. And as I'm watching the show, it has that, yeah, it's okay, but the more you watch it, the better it got. And the title of the show is Lucifer, and before you get your panties in a bunch, you know that old saying and all of that, it actually is a really, really good show. It does talk about Lucifer Morningstar, who is, in this life, we consider him as the devil. He's spoken of as the devil on there as well, but they speak more on his angelic part, because many of you who don't know the true story of Lucifer, Beelzebub, Satan, or whatever you want to call him, according to the Holy Scriptures, he was once an angel. And so they speak to that. But one of Lucifer's many gifts, him coming to, within the TV show, he comes to Earth to help solve cases. He gives his illustration of what he was doing in hell, which was not torturing people, but he punishes sin. There's a big difference. You know, we're taught, you know, within the Holy Scriptures that from those that say they know the Holy Scriptures that, you know, you go to hell to be punished by the devil and all of that. But within this concept, he speaks of how he punished those that do wrong. And so as he comes to basically L.A. to help this detective, he's helping her solve cases. And within his process of helping her solve cases, one of the many things and his gift that was given to him by God when he was created was he can look people into their eyes. You know, when they're trying to solve a case, he looks at them and he asks them, what do they really desire? And I found it fascinating because it got to one point where they were solving cases and the detective says to him, I need you to come with me. And he said, what you need me for? And she was like, I need you to do that thing you do, because the thing he does not work on her. And that's a whole nother story for another day. And you have to watch the show if you want to know why. But I need you to do that thing that you do. And the reason she need him to do that thing that he do is because when he looks at someone, they literally tell him their innermost, deepest desires. And so instead of using Lucifer as your point of contact, your point of reference, and as an analogy that I've given you, to look at yourself, dig deep within yourself and really ask yourself, what is it that you desire? And one thing about when he's doing it, he'll say it and, you know, they fight it a little bit. They fight it because they don't really want to say what they really desire. And he'd be like, come on, what is it that you really, really desire? He just continues to look until they pour it out. And it gets to the point where they think about it so deeply till they pour everything out. And then when they're done, they're looking like, man, I just told all of that. Ask yourself, what is it that you really desire? With what you do every morning when you wake up, is that what you really desire? Honestly, is that what you really desire? When you're in the evening of your day, doing whatever it is that you do, is that what you really desire? When you're cooking dinner, is that what you desire? When you're working out, what is it that you desire within your workout? It's so many things that we can ask ourselves, what do we desire, but yet we don't. We continue to go with what we believe or what we have been taught to desire. Have you ever been around someone and as you're speaking to them and you ask them, well, why do you do this? They would say, well, my mom, she said XYZ. Or my father, I do this because my father said that I should do XYZ. Or my grandmother and so on and so on. Have you ever met anyone like that? If you haven't, I need you to live a little bit more. Because I've met many people in America and other countries that if I would ask them, why do you do this on a daily basis? Because my parents said I have to. That is not the thing that you desire. Does it fulfill you? Why are you 30 plus years old still doing what you feel like your parents want you to do? And I say it in that way because you're not happy. That is not what you desire. That is not what you want. But because you want to please them and give them their desires. You know, I have my bachelor's in biblical studies, and one of the scriptures say that God would give you the desires of your heart. Wow, that God would give you the desires of your heart. That God will give you the desires of your heart. Now, come on. If God will give you the desires of your heart and you don't know what you desire, how is he able to give you something that you don't even know that you want? You're living someone else's desire. So how can God give you the desires of your heart? Talk to me. Ask yourself, what is it that you truly desire? What is it that you want to do with your life? What is it? What is the place that you're trying to get to? Now, many of you know that know me personally or that have been listening to the podcast. I coached this junior NBA team, and it's filled with wonderful young men, great young men at that. And we talk a lot, of course, about basketball. You know, you have your wins, you have your losses. And so one thing that I try to keep in perspective with them is you only lose when you don't learn. And so some players, they have a great game today. Next two games may be bad, or they'll play great for five straight games. And this, you know, they'll be bad on this game. And one of the things with many of them, I'll say collectively as a team, we ask the question, what is it that you desire? And granted, we're talking to kids. You know, these are not grown men. These are young men that are still striving in life to figure out what it is that they desire. And many of them don't know. You know, even while they're playing the game of basketball, they don't know. And so what that causes is an ebb and flow in your play. I won't say their lifestyle because we're going to stick this to strictly basketball because all of them live great lives. It puts them in a position to have an ebb and flow within the way that they play. Because I am doing it because I like it. It looks like I love it because I'm in there all the time. But my desire, my true desire, isn't to make it to the NBA. Or is it to make it professionally somewhere? And many of you might say, well, how do you know that? You know, because if you ask them, they will say that is my desire to get to the pros. That is my desire to play here and to play there, to go to college, et cetera, et cetera. And the difference between something that you like, something that you love doing. Remember in our earlier podcast when I taught you the difference between doing and being. Remember, being is to exist and or live. Remember, to do something is to perform it for a particular moment. And so what we have is a conglomerate, a whole team of young men that love and like the game. So they do it for that moment. They do it when it's time to train. They do it when it's time for skills. They do it when it's time to play. But to desire it takes a whole nother level. The desire is, this team is not going to run over me. The desire is, no matter how bad I play, I'm going to find another way to affect the game. And again, I have great young men who are still learning the game, but I'm trying to get you the difference between something that you love doing and something that you desire being, to exist and or live, something that you desire being. Because to exist and or live within something is a passion that is beyond all passions. I tell people often that always ask me, What does it mean to have knowledge of self? And I always, for people that try to get real deep and want a very deep answer, I tell them about the story of Jesus, may the peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. When he was speaking to the man, and he gave them the commandments. And he says, to love thy neighbor as thyself. You may hear that and say, well, yeah, literally, I got to love this guy over here or this woman over here as much as I got to, you know, treat them how I want to be treated. That's where you would take it to. But to have knowledge of self is beyond just loving somebody, because I don't love everyone. I don't love everyone, but I have respect for everyone because I have the ultimate respect for myself. Some people ask me often why you don't let things get to you. Why you don't allow things to bother you? Because I can be in a conversation with someone. Let's just say by chance, and I've been in many situations where people may attempt to say something crazy. And so I'm looking at myself while they are talking to me. And I'm tying this into the desire of looking, you know, you looking at yourself, asking yourself the question. As they're yelling, saying whatever they got to say, I am looking within myself. I hear nothing that they're saying because I don't know what's going on in their life. And because I love myself so much, I have knowledge of self of who I am, because within myself, I knew how I was before I became the man that I am today. I knew that if I allow myself to get to a place to entertain the foolishness, I would then act like the fool. So therefore, I cannot exist and or live as a God and still act like a fool, because God is not a fool. Don't run now. Pay attention to what I'm saying. To have knowledge of self is to also know the desires of self. I use the analogy of my young men because they are ever learning, ever growing. And because many of them are not at the place to have the knowledge of self, to know that my desire, my passion, the thing that I want to exist in or live in, is in the college ranks, is in the professional ranks. But they do know that they want to go to college and play in the pros. They know that. They know that's what they want to do. They believe that's what they want to do. And so therefore, they have the ebb and flow in their play. A bad shot. Oh, man, I'm down. A missed layup. Oh, man, I'm down. I turned it over 5 times. I'm down. Because they are young men. They are still kids. But what about you, grown man? What about you, grown woman? And if any of my young fellas are listening right now, or young women are listening right now, take it in. Find out the desire. Are you willing to fall over and roll on that ball all the way into the bleachers? Are you willing to say you will not get this layup today? I saw a young man, and the kid made the basket. It was a heck of a play. I saw one of my young men who plays with so much ferocity make a hard foul on the kid, because his desire is to make it to the pros. When I was coming up, my coach would always say, no easy layups. Don't you let nobody just walk down this lane. There was rules to this. You know, it's a little softer game now. But my question to you is, what do you desire? What is it that you want in this life? What is it that you want to be in this life? Don't work all your life and not become who you want to be. Don't live your whole life hoping that you were something else or someone else. Be. What is it that you desire? I remember before I won Mr. Basketball, I remember sitting on my mother's, and I was sitting on my bed, and I was sitting there. I was just like, oh man, what I would love to be Mr. Basketball. I remember talking to myself, feeling like I was connected to God in the moment, speaking in a spiritual sense. I would love to be Mr. Basketball. Not knowing that I was going to win it, my job was just to go out and play with passion. And granted, I had a great year. We were number one in the state, all of that good stuff. And when I got voted to the All-Star game, I remember walking off the court, because I didn't even think that I was going to get All-Star MVP. And so as the game is over, we won the game, I'm going to go see my family, and they scream out my name for the Finals MVP. And I paused and I looked. I mean, for the All-Star Game MVP. And I paused and I looked. And I looked at my mom like, whoa. Like, are you serious? Like, are you serious right now? And I could not believe that I won it. And it wasn't because I played bad. I played great. But I didn't expect to win it. But my desire was to be the best of the best. My only All-Star game, and I got MVP in it. And then shortly after that, they announced me as Mr. Basketball. What is it that you desire? I remember saying to myself that I wanted to be a professional athlete, that I wanted to take care of my family and those that love me and those that I am connected to. Guess what? I became it. I remember the God part of me, because I hate saying something said, because I am God, I walk as God, I move as God, not the supreme being of the universe, but for many of you who read scripture and all this stuff, Psalms 82 and 6 say, did I not say ye are gods? That is God talking to David. Did I not say ye are gods? Then we are made in the image and likeness of God. If you've been following me, you know what this podcast is about. But the God part of myself told me, in order for me to be a pro, I have to start moving like a pro, dressing like a pro, talking like a pro. I stopped smoking. I used to smoke weed all the time. I stopped smoking. I started dressing as if I was in the pros. 2 weeks later, I've signed my deal. And it's been, you know, a long ride ever since. God will give you the desires of your heart. I'm a living witness of it. I remember when I got a part of the junior NBA, I said to myself, it would be nice to be junior NBA coach of the year. I would love to be junior NBA coach of the year. And when the Dallas Mavericks messaged me and said to me, they want to announce me being junior NBA coach of the year on their floor in front of everybody on the Jumbotron, something within me leaped. Because I don't do this for the accolades. I don't do this for the notoriety. But my desire is to always be the best at whatever I do. Whenever I do it. However I do it. If it is a skill and talent that the Almighty has given me, I desire to be the best at it. I'm going to work to be the best at it. So as you're sitting here listening to me, ask yourself, what is it that you desire? You can go to Amazon to purchase my book, Change Your Mind, Change Your Life. how the power of your thoughts can change everything in and around you. Muhammad Abdul Malik Shabazz. Go to Amazon, purchase my book. Spread the love, spread the podcast love. Thank you for listening. Assalamu alaikum.